I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Gun rights and gun control supporters packed the Senate Judiciary Committee's first hearing on gun violence since the deadly school shooting in Newtown. And it began dramatically. Former Arizona Congresswoman Gabby Giffords slowly making her way, with the help of her husband, Mark Kelly, to the microphone. Here's her entire statement.
Speaking is difficult, but I need to say something important. Violence is a big problem. Too many children are dying. Too many children. We must do something. It will be hard, but the time is now. You must act. Be bold, be courageous. Americans are counting on you.
Gabby Giffords speaking today at today's Senate hearings. Minutes later, Wayne LaPierre, executive director of the NRA, once again firmly pushed back against new gun control laws, such as bans on military-style semi-automatic weapons.
Law-abiding gun owners will not accept blame for the acts of violent or deranged criminals. Nor do we believe that government should dictate what we can lawfully own and use to protect our families.
Politico's Kevin Cirilli is with us. Kevin, the tweets are flying. Here's one from the conservative Ben Shapiro. He writes, "Note to the right, don't argue with shooting victims in grief. It's foolish. Note to the left, don't exploit shooting victims in grief. It's vile." What do you think the impact of shooting victim Gabby Giffords is going to be? It's the only thing that CNN is rerunning over and over.
I think the former Representative Giffords definitely does bring a certain amount of name recognition and an emotional appeal to the gun control debate. It was a fascinating display when you think that she was speaking, and as you had referenced, just moments before Wayne LaPierre.
Yeah, it's been quite something this morning. Wayne LaPierre seemed more subdued than he did in his press conference last month when he called for armed guards in schools. Senate Democrat Chris Murphy of Connecticut yesterday released a report saying the NRA is a paper tiger that doesn't win elections. But what's your take on his impact today, Wayne LaPierre's?
I think that he definitely struck a different tone, and I think that you're beginning to see the negotiations of the NRA and their political prowess that has kept them relevant and quite frankly, influential inside the Beltway for so long. The debate is now being framed around background check systems. He says in a much different tone today that these laws are already on the books and is putting it on the White House and the Obama administration and the federal government for not enforcing them. So his argument now is being framed as, we already have the laws with the background check systems. Why do we need more?
On the other hand, you had Giffords' husband, Mark Kelly, saying that there weren't the laws there to protect her, that if there were stronger laws, the mentally ill shooter of his wife would have been caught by the system. What else jumped out at you today? So many speakers. What's jumping out?
I think you nailed it. I mean, this gun show loophole we'll be starting to hear much more about. We've already heard a lot about it, but that boils down to basically this loophole within the national instant criminal background check system, in which only armed dealers who have federally licensed gun dealers have to run an instant background check. So that means, guns that are sold in between one person to another, or that are passed down from generations, or are sold within communities, do not have to have a background check system.
So, just to jump in, I mean, in other words, if you're a licensed gun dealer, you have to have the background check, whether in your store or at a gun show. But otherwise, private sales and these straw sales where somebody buys it for somebody else, get around that, get around any background check.
Exactly. Now, the NRA's argument is that enforceable? Is that realistic that someone would have to go through that, and would a criminal be able to get it anyway? The other thing that jumped out at me, though, Robin, is that this mental illness records argument. Again, the NRA is saying that these laws are on the books, that people who are adjudicated by a court and deemed mentally ill, that they have to report that and should be in the system. Well, the GAO, the Government Accountability Office, according to a report from them, they noted that only about 12 states are complying with these laws. So definitely, again, it speaks to that argument from the NRA saying the law's already on the books. Why aren't states complying with it?
Yeah. Kevin Cirilli of Politico on what has been quite a compelling morning as the Senate is holding its gun violence hearings. And as we said, what you will see over the course of the day played over and over and over is Gabby Gifford's incredible testimony. Kevin, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.